Today's daf is Masechet Zvachim, daf Ayin Zayin, and we are holding right at that Halakha Mishnah. So continuing on our discussion of mixtures and what it is that we are to do, you'll remember that the last thing that we learned was the idea of how we could get around the problem of being osur, according to Rashi, in the zrika of the shemen, or bechalal, in something to be brought up that isn't meant to be brought up on the Mizbeach, according to Tosfos. But in any event, the issue over there was resolved through the way that Rabbi Eliezer said, L'reach lichoach yatamal, avalatamal, l'shem etzim. And we took that as a new approach, in which, the same way, according to Rashi, we were referring really here to a borrowed term when we said the Shem Etzim. What it really meant is Bizarik is the Dom as if it's Mayim. But the idea is the same. In other words, the Diak and the Posik is El HaMizbeach Lo Ya'alu L'Reach Nichoach. Over there it was specifically in terms of Sa'or V'Dvashko, Sa'or V'Chol Dvashko, Taktiru. And then it says L'Reach Nichoach, so Rebbe Eliezer was Deresh, only L'Reach Nichoach Yatamal. And as we've pointed out so many times, always the pre-Mishnah Gemara is an introduction to the next sugya. The Gemara is beautifully, beautifully arranged in this fashion, so that it sometimes almost subliminally forces on you the recognition that you must address this next issue, and then suddenly the Mishnah is there that's addressing it, and other times it openly addresses the issue, such as here. So we recognize that the only way to get through the previous sugya consistently was to at least recognize that there's a possibility of aliyah on the Mizbeach, or doing an Aveda, as if it is something else, which in a sense is full circle. In other words, we started the Masechta at the beginning where we dealt with mistakes in identification and how those mistakes would make the Aveda possible in certain cases, not possible in other cases. And it was very, very complex, the interaction of the intent and the identification of your consciousness with the heter of the korban. And now we've come full circle in which a specific intent of a misidentification would actually cancel Isurim instead of creating the Isurim, so that what was previously Dom or Bus or that shouldn't have been put on the Mizbeach is dubbed wood by the mind. And therefore it's not an act of Ha'alah on the Mizbeach. And indeed now this next Mishnah for the first time openly addresses in a Mishnah this issue. So we have here a problem. The Evarim of the Chatat got mixed up in the Evarim of the Ola. What exactly shall we do? The Evarim of the Chatat, of course, is supposed to be eaten by the Kohanim. They don't belong on the Mizbeach. You're not allowed to put them on the Mizbeach. The Evrei Ola are not allowed to be eaten by the Kohanim. They have to be put on the Mizbeach. We're in a pickle. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yitein Lamala. No problem. Put them on the Mizbeach. So you say, but you're not allowed to. It says, Kol Shemimenu Liyishim, you're not allowed to be mocked to the rest of it. Well, that's not a problem. Don't be mocked to the rest of it. Just burn the rest of it on the Mizbeach. Who said you have to be mocked to it? It's wood. Keep that in mind. It's wood. So what I do is, Royani et Basar Chatat Milamala Kilohin Etzim. I'm not being mocked here. I'm only being mocked here, that which is Roy Lak Torah. The rest of it is just there as fuel. V'chachamim omrim, you cannot do that. Te'ubar tzuratan v'yetz'u lebet asrefa. Since you can't eat them, and you cannot put them on the Mizbeach, you'll have to wait until they become ruined. Now, te'ubar tzuratan means let them lose the shape, let them lose the veneer, at least, of basar, which is a nice way of saying, let them become notar. In other words, that beginning, we understand because of this, the Gemara views the concept of notar as relating to te'ubar tzuratan. It means that that beginning of spoilage is inappropriate for the Mizbeach and therefore becomes the iser notar. The moment it becomes defined by the halacha as something that has already been spoiled, even though maybe you wouldn't have noticed it, but nonetheless, that's the equivalent of it's no longer being basar vis-a-vis the Mizbeach, vis-a-vis kachim, and therefore it should be burned. My time of the Rabbi Eliezer. Now, where does Rabbi Eliezer get this halacha from? And we already mentioned it a little bit yesterday, just in passing, that he darshans from the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Ki chos or v'chod vash lo takdir mimenu yishel Hashem," and continues on to say, "Korban reshit takrivo otam l'Hashem," which means they shall be brought as the bikurim. But of course, the bikurim are not put on the mizbeach. They were presented to the mizbeach. You set them down in front of the mizbeach, but then they're eaten. And so as it says, okay, bring these things as your korban reshit of the first of your growing things, but ela mizbeach lo yalo lo reach l'koach. They shall not be brought on the mizbeach as an actual reach l'koach, which clearly refers to the burning of it. So in other words, the korban reshit isn't burned, but it's brought up to the mizbeach. But don't put them on the mizbeach to burn on the mizbeach. That's the simple meaning of the pasuk. But of course, calling something Reach Nichoach is really not necessary to get across the point of saying the Elam Mizbeach Lo Yalu. Mizbeach Lo Yalu is sufficient. That's all you need to say. As a matter of fact, you don't even need to say that. You said a moment ago, Lo Taktiru Mimenu Yishel Hashem, Kol Se'or V'chol Devash. Anything that would be chametz or anything that would be considered fruit sweetness. So the whole thing is really unnecessary. All you needed to say was, Korban Reshit Takrivo Otam, period. The whole business of Elam Mizbeach Lo Yalu Lo Reach L'Koach is all extra. And this, at least let's first talk about this, these words, Lo Reach L'Koach, and focus on them. So what Rabbi Eliezer says is, you'll note that the stress on Reach L'Koach means that Lo Reach L'Koach Yata Ma'ale. You cannot bring them up on the Mizbeach for purposes of creating this Reach L'Koach, which is always the word used for the burning of Korbanot. But Ata Ma'ale L'Shem Etzim, certainly bring them up to the Mizbeach for purposes of fuel. V'Rabbanan, say the Rabbanan, but that's not about this. That has to be seen in context. You may be right about Kol Se'or V'chol Dvash, and indeed there it says, Otam, Korban Reshit Takrivu, Otam. What is the Otam? Those fruit. Those fruit shall not be brought up, L'Reach L'Koach. And there you could say, Otam. Those specific fruits that I mentioned, because that word Otam is also extra. So those specific fruits you can bring up to burn, but not as a Reach L'Koach. Fine. Okay, I accept. Do you want to cut down a piece of wood that has cherries on it and burn the whole thing on the mizbeach? It's all wood. That's not what we're asking. But it certainly doesn't mean you could take a varim of basar that were not roy for the mizbeach, such as chatas, and burn them on the mizbeach. Where do you see that?
As if they were 18,
because that violates the otam, which limits this whole discussion to the aforementioned peirot, v'chol se'or v'chol devash. That's a good point, actually. Otam udiyat amal, v'tom ala shem etzim, but nothing else, of avamidiyachrin alone. That is a good point, Rabbi Eliezer. What does he do with that otam? Ah, he says, well, you will remember that there's also this business of ve'el ha-mizbeach lo yalu, which was unnecessary. Because, I mean, you did say lo takrivo otam, and lo takrivo otam, last I heard, means on the mizbeach. So why are you repeating el ha-mizbeach lo yalu? In other words, the meaning el ha-mizbeach lo yalu comes to add that even putting them on the kevesh up to the mizbeach would be a violation. Now, I need to know that that din of the kevesh being the equivalent of the mizbeach is only true about this particular issue, whether you would be over in bringing up these things onto Mizbeach. Therefore, when it says otam, it's to be memayet. Anything else, let's say the rest of the meaning, which was kol shemimenu le'ishim, which we learned out from that whatever is lemizbeach lo yalu, now it's called the shirayim, let's say. So would I be over on taking shirayim, shiareya mincha, and putting them on the kevesh? No. Why not? Because it says otam. The only place where I'm telling you that the kevesh is the equivalent of the mizbeach is this, se'or v'dvash. Not any of the extras that you may be learning out that kevesh is mizbeach. And therefore, yes, it does say otam, but it's not referring to otam in terms of reach l'koach. It's referring to otam in terms of the first thing that it says. Otam la'ashem ve'el ha-mizbeach. That's what it's referring to. Only these things have this ribuy of el ha-mizbeach broadening the concept of mizbeach. That's also a good point. So what did Chacham say about that? Well, the Chacham say, fine, tartish ma'amina. I mean, why doesn't it mean both things? Otam means all the points that are mentioned now, coming. Korban reshit takrivo otam, and these things and only these things, A, ela mizbeach lo yalo, to extend the concept of the mizbeach, to be the kevesh, and B, l'reach nichoach, only these things could be burned on the Mizbeach L'shem Eitzim, but nothing else, such as the case that you're talking about, Reb Eliezer, which is Evrei Chatat. They never go onto the Mizbeach under any and all circumstances. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously the Mishnah that has created the Machloket in this fashion is not going according to the following analysis of the Machloket by the Tana in the Braita, because the Tana in the Braita says that what our Mishnah claims is a Machloket, Reb Eliezer and the Chachamim, is no Machloket at all. And that is Rabbi Yehuda. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, no, lo nechleku Rabbi Eliezer v'chachomim, al evrei chatach detavub mi evrei olah. They never argued about this. Everybody agreed. The chachomim, Rabbi Eliezer, were all agreed that these can be brought up to the top of the Mizbeach. Furthermore, even Rabbi Eliezer, I mean, it sounds like a blanket question over here as to whether you're able to bring things up l'shem Eitzim or not. That, there is no such blanket discussion. When it comes, let's say, to a varim of a roveya and a nirva, so you're going to say, well, you can burn those evarim as etzim. No, Rabbi Eliezer never said that. He's made a shaloyi karevo. Amanechleku, the only thing that they were arguing about was the case of evrei olat mimash nitarvu ve'evrei ba'alat mum. So now let's understand what he's saying. Rabbi Yehuda is saying that if we're dealing with kosher things, evrei chatat, evrei olah, now the only question is what was meant to be done with them. Are they meant to be eaten by kohanim, or are they meant to be eaten by the mizbeach? In that case, there's no problem. What you're bringing up is kosher, so the mizbeach will eat, maybe with some difficulty, human food, you know, but that's not so bad. So you can bring that up. Furthermore, something that is entirely outrageous and inappropriate for the mizbeach, such as a roveya and nirva, well, that doesn't belong on the Mizbeah. So there, good. I have the idea that if you would get rid of those little sprouts of hair all over, you'd weigh a lot less and feel a lot more, yeah. Yeah, we're getting there. Sorry, we won't pass any of Richie's Viagra. This is good enough. Although the shaver would help. So now, the only thing that we're arguing about is the question of whether a Baal Mum, and over here they're both Olos, forget about complicating matters, they're both Olos. You have Evarim of an Ola that's a Baal Mum, Evarim of an Ola that's Tamima, and they got mixed with each other. So is a Baal Mum in the same category of a Roveh of a Nirva? That's really the question. Over there, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yikarvu, and he adds, Veroa Anila Malak Iloheim Eitzim, that I now take a look at that basar, which should have been now not there, but what it should say is not lamala, because now we're not referring to the evrei chatat. It should say ro'eh ani evrei ba'alat ha'mum, ki ilu heinetzim. V'chachamim omrim lo yikarevu at all. Whereas obviously our Mishnah does not put any stock into this distinction. According to our Mishnah, the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer are arguing across the board. They're arguing about every chatas, every yela, not that the rabbanu would be made in that case. And indeed, we just had all analysis of what the makor would be in the posik for the machlokas between the chacham and Rebbe Eliezer. So Rebbe Yehuda's approach represents an entirely different way of looking at this machlok. And now we're going to have to understand what exactly they're arguing about. So therefore, ask the Gemara. Now, if it is not a special din that you can just dub something wood and therefore be able to bring it on the Mizbeah, so then why would you find this distinction to be reasonable? What's the makor for the distinction between a Roveh v'nirva and a Balad Mum? Mashna Roveh v'nirva delo chazer. I mean, Roveh v'nirva, I understand that the reason that he feels that you can't bring it is because it's also to put on the Mizbeah. But of course, that's true about a Balad Mum also. Balad Mum namilu chazi. Neither are kosher for the Mizbeah. So how would he come off as just making this cavalier distinction between two things that halachically are exactly the same? We always bring them together in the Mishnayot. Omer Avuna, well, he actually was not really talking about a Balat Mum. No, he said Balat Mum. He meant a specific category of Mumim. And he was referring to Dokim Sheba'ayin. And remember that Rabbi Akiva Shita was that Dokim Sheba'ayin, because of the very fact that they are so subtle and difficult to identify, you need an expert, you need an eye doctor, to be able to tell you that this animal is suffering from Dokim Sheba'ayin. There, the halacha is that im alu lo yeredu. And because of that, they are ultimately lachmosha mizbeach. In the broadest sense, since if they had been put on the mizbeach, they wouldn't have been taken down off of the mizbeach. So therefore, it makes sense to say that under the circumstances, putting them on the mizbeach without the kavana of akhtara would be acceptable, because it's not that you're doing something contradictory to the mizbeach, but the other things are truly contradictory, because even if olu yerdu, so then you can't pretend that it's something else. No. The animal's quite dead. Now it's a vormer. Very hard to do it again. No, you don't. It could be a roveh v'nirval pi'abalim al-pi'edechot, and so on and so on. You don't have to kill it. So, Eimar, the arms of the Gemara, but what is that? What, Rabbi Akiva? I mean, Rabbi Akiva, you're still adding this new idea that you can l'chatchila bring it up. If you get that idea as an overall concept that l'shem eitzim is not haktara, or not. I mean, Rabbi Akiva certainly never said that l'chatchila you can go and put it up on the mizbeach, right? So anyway, you're telling me it's not really the mizbeach, but since I'm going to have in mind eitzim, then it is. I mean, so then what's the difference? As far as the l'chatchila act of bringing it up is concerned, Rabbi Akiva sees no difference between dok and shabayin and Baal Mum. The cops will stop you exactly the same way. So what does the bidi'avad have to do with this ability to say, I dub thee wood? Doesn't make any sense. So, l'chatchila mi amar, would he ever have said such a thing? I know. I want to see that excitement in that, you know. Looks like you went to sleep about half an hour ago. Omer of Papa. Actually, what happened over here gets a little bit more complicated. What we're talking about is indeed Dokin Shiba'ayin, and indeed you're right, L'chatchila, you cannot be makrivit. It's only b'di'avad. But suppose it was on the kevesh already, and then there is this deal of the extension of the kevesh to be like the mizbeach in certain circumstances. So now put it all together, and what do you got? Since they're on the kevesh, and the kevesh is an extension of mizbeach, and they're also dokin shebaayin, and therefore im olu lo yerdo, and on the kevesh it's considered to be the equivalent of the im olu already. So now, since they're already mixed, you might as well go ahead and put it on the mizbeach. Woo, says the Gemara. Man, if that's the case, then they really are already on the mizbeach. So then why do they have to be mixed? How did the mixture get involved? Either you're telling me they're on the mizbeach, it seems very strange. We're putting together all types of things and sort of hoping that they'll stick, you know. Well, yes, it's l'shem eitzim. Of course, that itself isn't really usable, because you couldn't do that if it was a roveh of a nirva. But in this case, it's a baal mum, but a baal mum. Well, it's dokin shebaayin, yeah, but I mean, here it's l'chatchila. Well, it was already on the kevesh, and therefore it's an extension. So put it all together, and you can roll it right onto the mizbeach. Why do you have to put it together with the evarim that are kosher? So then just say, since the mizbeach and the kevesh are the same vis-a-vis im olu lo yerdu, and since alibra Rabbi Akiva, these are dokin shebaayim, which im olu lo yerdu, therefore you might as well put them on the mizbeach, even if they're sitting there without any tarovet. The whole point of the Mishnah and this brayta, the way Rabbi Yehuda understands the machloket, is to deal with tarovet, like the rest of this parak. So now you're giving me reasons why I don't need a tarovet. This approach is not only getting to be overly complex, it's not making any sense anymore. Can we start over? Yes, thank you. Ella, let's take that from the top. Actually, time at a Rebbe Eliezer is because Rebbe Eliezer holds that when it says in the Pasuk, mum bam mashchatam bahem, so then mum bam means when that mum is what it is that we see in them. Bam, where they are isolated, identifiable. But something that is mixed with something else is no longer a bum. So mamela, I don't have the iser in the tarovet, and that's the reason that Rebbe Eliezer holds the tarovet does not apply, but only to cases of baladmum. So dafka lo yeratzu where mumbam. That means mumbam udalo yeratzu ho al yedei tarovet. If indeed there had been a mixture, then they're no longer bum, and therefore they are yeratzu. And this is a din unique to Bali Mumi. Does not say anything in the Sorpin Ogea Rovea Venirva. So that actually Rebbe Eliezer wasn't really talking, according to this approach, about this new idea of Yalu L'Shem Eitzim and so on. In a moment we're going to ask, well, it sure seems to say it. But he was referring to this new limud from a pasuk that teaches us that there's no din of Isra Ha'alah and Bal Mum Bitarovet. And that's why he distinguishes specifically between Balei Mum and other problems such as Rovei Venirva. And indeed, what do the Rabbanan who say that a Mum is Osir, even Betarovet, what did they do with the Pasuk of Bum? They say Mum Bum. Look, if it hadn't said Mum Bum, I would have thought anything that had a Mum cannot be brought, right? Now, suppose that Mum passes away, and now the animal is healthy again. Well, I would say you still can't bring it, because we have our old story of Dichui. Once the carbon was nitche because of this mum, even removing the mum is not going to help us. Well, we just had exactly that same halacha about the treifa of Nefula, remember? If it was a Nefula, even though it turns out to live the 24 hours and so on, wouldn't make any difference because it was already begetter, or even if we make a bedika of all of the necessary bedikas, it's too bad because an animal that was once in this matzav is no longer roi for the mizbeah. That's dichui. So I should say the same thing about a mum. The mum passes. It's no different than a treifa that we thought was a nefula that turns out to be kosher. It's too late. Can't use it anymore. Therefore comes along the Torah to say, bum, as long as the mum is bum, lo yalu. The moment that the mum passes by is no longer bum at this time, then they're usable, which is a lovely deal. So mum bum, hu de lo yiratsu, but ha'avar mumam, the moment that the mum passes, then ken yiratsu. So it's very necessary to say mum bum. And according to Rebbe Eliezer, I mean, surely everybody agrees that a mum that passes is kosher. Where does he know it from? Doesn't he need this bum to tell me that? Rather than to say something far more esoteric, that only if they are identifiably separate and not part of a tarovet? Rebbe Eliezer says, now, we're forgetting that there's another piece of this pasuk. Mum, bum, mashchatam, bahem. Bahem and bum basically tell you the same specific meaning. So I say, as long as the mum is bahem, then indeed it's usr. But as long as the mum is not bahem, because of our mumam, then it's okay. So now I know the same thing that the Rabbanan know, plus I also know this other thing, that the mum bum, but only when they're separable and identifiable, but betarovet, they are actually mal al gabe mizbeah. So I know both things. I don't have a problem with the Rabbanan. V'Rabbanan, bam bahem lo darsh. Now this is a very misleading sentence, because the format, bam bahem, is the format for the drasha in which one word is used in two ways. In other words, suppose it had said bahem, and only bahem, and we would have had the following drasha. Bahem, but it could have said bam. Since it says bahem and bam, we darsh in two things. Then, that's the format for saying, that analysis of what it could have said versus what it does say, bum, bahem, lo darshi. They don't make that analysis. That is the typical formulation of those words. All over shots. X plus A, lo darshi. Therefore, this has nothing to do with it, because this bum and this bahem are two separate words. We are not darshaning bum, bahem. This is extremely misleading. So indeed, as the Shita points out from the Balei HaTosfos, this is a borrowed terminology just to drive you crazy. Gemara will often, isn't it? The Gemara often does that. So that, because it sounds like a bum bahem, but it isn't. This is ki heim behema hema lahem, you know, that Koheles plays the same little trick.
It just means they don't learn the way.
They don't learn that way. The way he's learning bum bahem, they don't learn. It's just a cute play, you know. So, huh? Yeah, it's very cute. So Bombam Lo Darshina, of course there may be all other fancy levels in this that we're not touching on, but you know, it's part of the Kohelet issue, which you may want to look into. But in any event, what they do actually use the Bahem for is an interesting thing. Because since over year, Bum actually comes to tell me that we don't say Dichui. Only so long as the Mum is Bum, they are Aser. But the moment that the Mum passes by, they are kosher. Is that a general principle to say that there is no Dichui? Aha! Bahem comes to say, no. That idea of bum is only Bahem. But if you have another case where there was a dichui and then the dichui was over, it remains dichui.
Not a bum.
No, other cases of dichui. In many cases of dichui, the mizbeach was nifgam, let's say. So you say, okay, but now we fixed the mizbeach, now let's bring the karbanas. After all, it does say that a baal mum, even though it wasn't roy for the mizbeach, can be brought to the mizbeach when we fix the mum. You went to a doctor, fixed the mum, now bring the karban. So too, you went to the plaster guy, fixed the mizbeach, and now bring the karban. No, by him. This is the only time that I'm ready to be matar. I see the gestalt is really working. So over there, comes to tell me a fantastic chiddush that overall you would say dichui. It's only a year that we don't say dichui. Yes, but that's irrelevant. It's irrelevant. We're not darshaning the difference. I only mentioned a theoretical case where we would have darshaned the difference. So with this analysis, everything that Rebbe Eliezer says makes absolutely no sense. What do you mean? Roe ani et evrei achatat ki ilu heim eitzim, or the cases of the baal mum, the way Rebbe Yehuda has it, roe ani evrei baal mumim lamala ki ilu heim eitzim. What roim? There is no roim. He just brought a pasuk, a special pasuk, that says that a baal mum ayedei tarovet is okay. What are you giving me this analysis of roin ani? I dub the eitzim. Yes, the Gemara said, then what do you mean, Iachi, quote, ro'eh, unquote? There's no ro'eh. It's a pasuk. Harachmona achshere. Well, that's true, says the Gemara. But what he's saying is, look, Rabbanan, you disagree with me, okay? You don't believe that the Torah was machshir, the baal mum. But there's always the other option. Bring it up, l'shem eitzim. Don't bring it up. I'm saying you're allowed to bring it up as it is, okay? You're saying, no, let it go. Let it be burned. Wait until you bar tzuratan and burn it. Why? Why not burn it on the mizbeach? Why burn it in the Beit HaSrefa? That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that personally. But l'divrayim kama. L'didi, according to me, rachman ha'akshari, totally. But l'didchu, I mean, at least agree that basar of a baal admum can be treated as eitzim, could it not? I mean, you've agreed, have you not, that a basar chatas can be brought? You said lo nechleku. So, okay, so the basar chatat, which is kosher for the kohen, could be put on the mizbeach l'shum eitzim. You said lo nechleku be basar chatat. That's fine. So then why not extend that to the baal mum? Even if you don't want to be makrivit as an actual hakrova, be makrivit as eitzim. To which the Rabbanan answer, do you not understand that there's a difference between something that is ma'us for the mizbeach and something that is not ma'us for the mizbeach? Well, of course you do. You're not even arguing with me on Roveya Venirva now, are you? Disgusting. And balad mum. Oh, it's a beferish apostik. Okay, very good. And if it weren't, could we not understand that something unsuitable for the mizbeach is in a sense disgusting? But you're bringing me a vorim of a mum? Akriveon ala pechatecha? So therefore, in this case, why would we want to bring it up? That's what we're saying. There's no. It would not be the same at all. The fact that you're allowed to bring up something that is not in itself offensive as eitzim. No. But you're going to bring something offensive? That we never said. And you yourself agreed that there is obviously such a distinction. No.
Dr. Heilige Mishnah.
Evarim be evarim ba'alei mumin. Now, moving on to the question of mixing various evare ola, but over here, you're mixing them into baalei mumin. Of course, this is the approach of the Mishnah, going back again to our approach, our Tana, not Rabbi Yehuda. So, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Over here, we can get into the issue of tolim, that we at last are getting to in the Mishnah, which we spoke about at great length in the case of the Tabat, of Avodah Zorah, where one of them fell out, Rav's extension of this halacha libe the Reb Eliezer. So here is the Mishnah. Reb Eliezer says, look, if you got a pile of Evarim, so now if one of the Roshim had been brought, so then we can assume that the one that had been brought is the one that was no good. It's the one from the Evarei, and actually we'd be talking about clearly a case where one Baal Admum got mixed up with all of these others who are not Baal Admum, the Olot. So if one of the heads, that would account for the one head that was the Baal Admum in the whole mixture here. So Rosh Echad Mehem, so then all of the heads can be brought, because we can rely that that one that was brought was the Baal Mum. Kra'ayim shelachad b'yam yikarvu kol ha-kra'ayim. And so on and so forth. Whatever body part had been brought as a varim is the makar for tolim. Let's assume that that was the one. So apparently, in other words, he actually holds that this was batel, but we're going to be machmir now not to see it as batel unless we can be tailed. This is the way that Tosfos understood the issue before of the tabat. Really, Bittel is always Barov, and the Rabbanon are Machmer, so where you have the Rabbanon Chumer, they allow you to be Semich on the Tailin. The same thing would be true about the Truma, where we're Tailin, that it falls into its pile, Truma de Rabbanon, and so on.
Hatfila, we can do the first one?
After Tailin. No, of course you can't be.
It happened.
Yeah, that was the taina that we spoke about earlier. Obviously, it's not the Chatfila. It's only if it happened, and we changed the gears. V'chachamim omrim, I don't give a hang. If karvu kulam, you could have had 2,000 of them brought, and the 2,000 of first is the only one that's left, and you're not even going to be samech tailin. Forget about being tailin on one. You're not going to be tailin on 99.9% either. If you got one left, yetzei lebet asrefa. So afilu karav kulam chutz miachad b'yem yetzei lebet asrefa. Omar Rabbi Elazar, which is something again that we've seen often in the past, recent past. Amar Rabbi Elazar, when did Rabbi Eliezer say that you could be Semech on the Tolin where you're bringing up two at a time? So in other words, the most that he would say is if one of the heads was brought, you can now bring up the rest of the heads, but only two by two. Because that way you clearly do not have to be done about the act of Haktarah. This act of Haktarah is definitely a kosher act. Now the question is it entirely a kosher act? Are both of these heads kosher? One is definitely kosher. Are both kosher? For that, you can be tolim. But Rabbi Eliezer was also machmir, says Rabbi Elazar, not to bring them up individually. So that there we would have to question whether, do I have the right to even go up and do this act? Maybe it's not even an act of Haktarah, because what I'm holding is not royal Haktarah. So there, Rabbi Eliezer is going to demand Shnaim. Aval Echad Echad, he would agree, is inappropriate. Motiv Rabbi Yirmiyah. Actually, if we have the Girsa Rabbi Yaakov, it would be much better. Then how do you understand the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, V'chachamim omrim, afilu korvu kulam chutz mi'achad mi'am, yetzei lebeit hasreifa. How do you explain that? That means that you, Rebbe Eliezer, hold that if there's one left out of the thousands, for sure I can bring that one. And yet you, Rabbi Elazar, claims that Rebbe Eliezer holds that the only time you would say that is if you had two to be makriv. And here it says even one, which is a little ridiculous, because to take the one case where you would have been made it to me and make that the case of, and even, well, what do you mean and even? I also say if there's only one left, you can't do it. So obviously the Mishnah is saying that you're wrong. Brilliant. So what are you telling me? Afilu korvu kulam chutz mi'achad mi'am yetzei lebeit hasreifa. So according to this Girsa, the correct way to read it would be, Rabbi Yaakov set Rabbi Yirmiyah bar tachlifa, which was Rabbi Yirmiyah's name, my echad zug echad. It doesn't mean one. It means one of what it was that we were previously discussing. That is to say, the zug. That's obvious. That's what we would be discussing. Evrei chatat shenitavu beevrei ola. Rabbi Eliezer, Yiti Lamala Varoani at Psara Khatat Milamalakilo in Etsim, Frachamim Omrim to Ubar Tsuratan, Vietz U, Lebeta Serefa. My time with the Rabbi Eliezer, Omar Kravel, Amizbech, Loyal, Lorek, Nihoa, So the Rav Nichor, Yatamale, Avalatamale, Lashem Etzim, Verabanan. Ah, but it says, Otam Lashem Velamizbech Loyalu. Only the aforementioned Otamu, the Atamale, which is Kosor of Chodvash, Avalatamale, Lashem Etzim. But anything else, like Evrei Chatat, Miriach Minolo, Rebbe Eliezer, no. That Otam is Otamu, the Ravoy Lacha Kevish Kamizbeach, Avomiriach Minolo. Vrabonan, well, otam simply means all of the following. Tarte ishmamina. Now, our approach in the Mishnah, which we have a blanket machloket between Rebbe Eliezer and Chachamim, is clearly not like the following Tanya. The Tanya. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, lo nechleku Rebbe Eliezer v'chachamim al evrei chatat, shiitavu be'evrei olah. Definitely, even the Chachamim agree, shiikarevu. Furthermore, even Rebbe Eliezer would be mota barovei avinirva, shalo yikarevu. Aman echaluku only on one case. Evrei olat mima, shnitarvu, be'evrei ba'alad mum. Over there, Rebbe Eliezer says, yikarevo, viro'ea niet evrei abali mum lamala, ki'ilo enetzim, ve'chachamim omrim lo yikarevo. Rebbe Eliezer, where does he get the idea that there's a difference between a rove'a and a nirva? Because it's not chozu, to a balad mum, which is namilo chozu. Ah, omravuni must be referring not to any old bal mum, but rather to Dokin Shabain, Valib Rabbi Akiva, the Momar Imalulo Yerdu. But Imbadom Rabbi Akiva di Avad? He never said the Khathila, Miyamar. Omber Papa, well, it means in this case the Khathila because it's talking about Kigod Shalua Gabe Akevesh. So what did he need Tarobit for? Yachia Filo Beinayu, Elatime de Rebeliezer is a Posik, Mid Rachmana Mum Bam. Bam, when they're alone, who the lo yeratzu. But ayedei ta'arovet, yeratzu. Rabbanan, mum bam, who the lo yeratzu, but avar mumam yeratzu. Rebbe Eliezer, well, I know that from Bahem. It says both bam and it says Bahem. Rabbanan, bam Bahem lo darsh. Iachi, why did Rebbe Eliezer talk about roe aniyet evrei bali mum lamala? It has nothing to do with that. It's the fact that he has a pasuk. Harachmana achshre. Yeah, but that part was only the divreim de rabbanan kamarlu. As far as I'm concerned, rachmana achshre. But I mean, as far as you doesn't hold of that, at least be moda that when it comes to basar balat mum, that you could bring them up as etzim bi'alma, just as you agree that the basar chatat can be brought according to Rabbi Yehuda. Verabbanan, there's no comparison. Hakamiyisei. Atam lo meise. Evarim be evarim ba'alim mumim. Rebbe Eliezer amar ib karev rosh echad mehem. Of course, it's talking about where we mixed only one ba'al mum korban. Yikarvu kol arashim. Kira'ayim shel echad mehem. Yikarvu kol akira'ayim. Vechachamim omrim afilu karvu kolam chutz me'echad mehem. Yetzei lebeit ha'serefa. Amar Rabbi Elazar lo ikshir Rabbi Eliezer. Ela shnayim shnayim, aval achad achad lo. Mativ Rabbi Yirmiyah. So then how do you understand the closing of the Mishnah in which that particular case, actually, if we have the Girsa Rabbi Yaakov, it would be much better. The Chachomim omrim, afilu karvu kulam chutz meyachad miyam yetzila beit esrefa, Amar lo, so according to this Girsa, the correct way to read it would be, Rabbi Yaakov set Rabbi Yirmiyah, Bar Tachlifa, which was Rabbi Yirmiyah's name, Azbar Alacha, my echad, zug echad.